This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 5 years strong. I'll be 5 years in a couple of weeks. Wow. Wow. 5 years strong, and also help validate the victims, survivors, and also the thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, is narcissism passed down? Is it hereditary? Or what happens to, how is a narcissist created and whatnot? So first off, before we hop into the video, y'all, if you don't know, the new self-love brand is here. The I Love Me self-love brand is abbreviated as I am. I'm strong. See the logo right here. It's the I Love Me logo. I'm strong. I'm worthy. I'm fearless. I'm free. Y'all, it's a lot. Link is in the description, y'all, for the I Am Self Love merch shop. So, welcome. Here we go right here, y'all. So, in the, is narcissism passed down, or is it like due to trauma? How is a narcissist created and whatnot? So, I'm going to give y'all my creation story. No, not with my mom and dad. Not going to talk about this. No parental cheek clapping of any cheeks here. Gotta reset. Oh, God. This is. Oh. sorry, y'all. Oh, energy. I gotta get woke, y'all. I gotta get woke. Goose fry by. No, but seriously. So, me personally, I believe, yeah, it couldn't be a genetic component to narcissistic personality disorder. I think there have been some studies saying it could be genetic or whatever, some parts of it. But a lot of it is due to childhood trauma, y'all. I know people asking me, like, Lee, what trauma did you experience? People just come up, just flat out and ask, tell me your trauma. Tell us your trauma. What happened to you? Tell us your trauma. Relive it for us. Please relive your trauma for us. We don't care if it hurts. We don't care if it sucks. Tell us your trauma. Yeah, I'm like, damn. Can I buy me a drink first? Shit. You want to hear my trauma? give me tips in for it. I'll tell you all about trauma. No, but seriously. So I don't, like, when people ask me what trauma happened to me, I don't really know, y'all. I wish I knew. I think my mind, a lot of people, you know, this can be true for a lot of narcissists, toxic people, whoever, close to be personality disorder, mental, people with mental health issues or whatever, is in general. A lot of times your body, your mind blocks out the trauma, but your body remembers it. Your mind blocks it out, and I think your mind blocks out whatever trauma you experience to protect you, to protect your inner child, and you develop this narcissistic, like, husk. Like a, I say husk, like a, like if you peel back the husk, you get this sweet narcissistic corn on the inside of it. Oh, I'm back, y'all. Feel good right now, finally. So I'm having a breakthrough right now, y'all. I'm just, I've been down. I feel good. I feel good right now. I'm glad. I'm happy to feel good right now. But so me, I don't know what trauma I experienced, y'all. I wish I knew. I know something happened or whatever. I don't know. It's not SA. I'm good on that. But it's something. It's probably some physical, mental stuff. Whatever happened, y'all. It made me who I am today. Yes, is there a genetic component? I also feel like whatever trauma I experienced, neglect or whatever, made me who I am today. But I also feel like there is also a genetic component from some mental health issues in my family. So if you don't know my story, a few years ago, right, I was having trouble. I was in therapy. A few years ago, I was having trouble with, like, because I don't know, I'm, you know, I never met my grandpa, right? My paternal, neither one of my grandpas. My mom's father passed away, I think of natural causes or whatever. I apparently met him in my youth. I don't remember meeting him though. But my father's father, my paternal grandfather, I never met before. I saw pictures of him when we were little at grandma's house or whatever. You mean, they used to show us pictures of me. I kind of looked like him or whatever. You know what I mean? So, I was in therapy, and I was telling my therapist, I'm just having trouble figuring out why I am the way I am. Like, how did I get it this way? Why my dad is kind of, you know, I had a father. he was in my life. I know who he is. He just wasn't the active, proactive, just the interactive father you needed. He was more like a friend that you saw on the weekends because he lived with my grandma for most of his life. You know what I mean? So I didn't really see. We saw him, but he wasn't like a dad. He was just like the friend to come play the PlayStation with you for a little bit, or the Super Nintendo with you for a little bit back in the day, and then go try to find some women. You know what I mean? That's what he was about, just women. So there's some neglect there, but I never, I always wondered why he was the way he was, like, well, how disconnected he was and things like that. You know what I mean? My first memory I have of him is him just like literally striking me across the leg because he was angry I was playing a joke on him. So I remember that distinctly, you know what I mean? And I remember in my youth just telling myself that I would never let anybody else hurt me like that again. So I remember shutting down at that. That was one of the moments I shut down right there. I remember that distinctly, you know what I mean? But I just went my third. I was like, why he's not, pretty much like, why he don't love me, man? Like, y'all seen that Will Smith clip from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when he was like, when his dad came back into town and then he promised Will that it was going to road trip or something, but then he got a job and he had to leave, and then Will Smith started crying. He was like, how come he don't want me, man? You know, that scene right there, that's pretty much what I said in our therapist's office, right? She's like, find out what happened to him. What happened to him? What's your grandpa? What was his childhood like? I was like, I knew my grandma. I didn't know my grandpa. So I didn't know nothing about my grandpa, so I get on Psychology Today, right? And not Psychology, that's not my therapist. I get on, Ancestry.com, right? I just don't put in my family member's name. I found my grandpa, found my grandma, found my dad, found my mom, found everybody, but then I was like, I don't know. I don't even know my grandpa's name, so I didn't.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I didn't know. I knew my grandma's name. Just so happened to find a marriage certificate between them two. I'm like, okay, cool. But then when I found the marriage certificate, also what popped up is the death certificate. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, he died. Okay, cool. I see why he died. When he died. You know, he was 27 years old, and he died on a Monday morning at 5:30 a.m. So guess what happened? At 5:30 a.m., Monday morning, he decided to go down there and put a gun to his head and bow, shoot himself. So my dad found him. My dad was a traumatized 7-8-year-old. And now they don't have trauma centers when you're, mental. They didn't have very good mental health for young black boys back in 1974. You know what I mean? So he grew up and he became who he became. The despondent, disconnected person who dealt with trauma in their own way. Probably just spent, it was a Monday morning, so who knows? They might have to go. Might have found his dad. His dad passed away, and he had to go to school Monday morning or Tuesday. They didn't want to miss school. You know what I mean? So who knows? You had to process that. You know, and he became the way he became, and it seemed like it passed down from my grandpa or my great grandpa, whoever there was. You know, what happened to him? What made him depressed? So there's mental health issues in my family, y'all. My dad is just super disconnected. I don't know if he's a narcissist or not, but I think it can absolutely be passed down. But there could be a genetic disposition in my family for mental health issues. So yeah, narcissistic personality disorder. It just makes sense to me. I have a twin brother. He's not a narcissist. You know, it is, so everybody doesn't get the gene. but I did. So here we are. When I make the best of it, I make the best of telling the world about it and whatnot. So this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at right now, trying to make the best of my day, trying to make the best of my own personal life and whatnot. So it can absolutely be passed down. One of my friends, his dad is a narcissist because he has a very, very good public image, right? Very good public image. Everybody love him. I ain't gonna say his name because if I tell his name, everybody know I'm talking about. Everybody love him. Just sports, athletic, whatever. I just, I was. He said some slick stuff to me one time, and I was like, "Wait, you got some energy going on?" This is a side though. I'm good at reading energy. Yeah, I don't know. I get energy from people. And I was like, "Whoa, you got some toxic energy in you." I just feel I can feel it once I talk to him for a little bit. I can feel it in him. You know what I mean? I'm like, you got a little toxic energy going on here. This is a little wild, you know. But I know, I feel like he was kind of narcissistic because I just felt like everybody liked him too. Everybody, too many people like him. When everybody likes you, I always kind of get like suspicious. You know what I mean? I don't trust, when your image is too clean, I always get suspicious. Like, like Tiger Woods. I'm like, Tiger Woods, he too perfect. Then all this stuff came out about him. I was like, oh, He's not perfect. The only person I don't get suspicious of right now is The Rock. I feel like Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a genuinely good person. That's the only one. Seriously. But yeah. And he is, I think this, like I said, the older guy, I think, I'm pretty sure he's narcissistic. And his son ended up being one of my good friends. And he's completely, his mind just, he's like completely delusional. He just didn't do anything. Like he did not grow up in his father's image. I promise you that. And he knows it. I think his dad let him know growing up. So he felt like he would never be enough. So he's taking it out on his kids now. It's horrible to watch this person, who was my friend for a long time, be horrible to his kids because his dad was horrible to him. He's just passed. Sometimes so it can be very well be passed down. You know what I mean? It very well can be passed down from generation to generation. It can be. I just think it can. You know, and if you don't stop it, if you keep them kids around it, you keep the kids in it, what choice? The kids don't have, sometimes the kids don't even have a fighting chance, y'all. Sometimes the parents don't give the kids a fighting chance. And you feel bad for the, pause. You feel bad for the kids and stuff like that because the parents don't give them a fighting chance sometimes. You know? They stay together because the family, they keep the family image together. They stay together because of the church. They stay together because of religion. Stay together because they're scared to leave. Stay together out of fear of retribution. Stay together out of law, fear of loss and stuff like that. And the kids, what are they going to do? They got to stay there too. You know what I mean? They got to stay in it 100% of the time. And sometimes they grow up toxic. And it just happens sometimes, y'all. You know? So I do feel like it can be passed down from generation to generation. But I feel like it's just in myself, in my own personal life, I feel like my mental health journey is different because like I'm woke right now. You know what I mean? I'm waking my kids up to it. My kids know I'm a narcissist. They say it. My young son, he says it all the time. He makes jokes. He'll be like, "Hey guys," he put my little glasses on and be like, "Hey guys, I'm a narcissist." And we just act like he's doing videos on YouTube. You know, because one of my videos popped up on YouTube one day. He's like, "That's that." You know, my oldest son, he understands it a little bit more now. I talk to him more and just let him know how my childhood was. I don't make excuses. You know, I don't make excuses for him. Like, yeah, I've been doing some messed up stuff. I don't make excuses for him. I just talk to him. Like, he's older. He understands it. Like, this is how I grew up right here. I'm trying not to let y'all grow up the same way. Yeah, I done did some messed up stuff. I'd have been terrible. You just see me. I'm in therapy right now. I've been in therapy for the rest of my life. I told my son that. My oldest son. I'm genuine with him. I'm like, this has got to stop with me right here, y'all. I don't want y'all to go down the same pathway of being mentally ill that I'm in, you know what I mean, that I have. So you have to empower yourselves, y'all. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person or you're the son or daughter of a narcissist, you know, it's time to stop. Let it stop with you. It ran in your family until it ran into you. You know what I mean? It's passed down in your genetics until it ran into you. I mean, go get your blood spun like Kobe used to back in the day. You know what I mean? Get it out of your system, y'all, because like your kids deserve a fighting chance. Your kids deserve to grow up better than you did. And that's just an absolute fact. That's not me making up some kind of conjecture or some kind of myth. Your kids deserve to grow up better than you did. And if you feel some other type of way, then time to go to therapy so they can stop with you. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, I gotta hop off here. I know I rambled on for a long time. The brand is here. October 15th. Come check us out in Austin, Texas. We'll be out there doing our thing. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Link is in the bio. Mental Illness is out. Peace.